whatever we went through when I was there, well, the boys same way, except it's been a long time. I am symbolic of that college days and all the things that they would come in and confide in me, and I carried them through. I was a counselor. And I put a sign on my door when I got so tired. What is the one that writes the Dear Abby? I said, Dear Abby, it's closing up at 12 o'clock. Because they would wait, and when all the group left, then one little girl that was having trouble with her boyfriend would say, Mother, yeah, you know. And I, listen, the advice I gave them was so elementary. Till you'd have thought, I said, I can't believe y'all so stupid. How'd you ever get to college in the first place? If you don't know that you do not ring these boys up and cry over the telephone after they jilt you. You just don't do that. I'll tell you how to get him back now. If you want him back, I'll tell you how to get him back.
How do you do it?
It worked. It worked half the time. If it's really against certain males, I wouldn't say all of them, but a real masculine sort of male, likes, I mean, nature fixed him to do all the chasing, you know? And then for it to be turned around in his face, and the girl calls him up, and the girl makes the dates, and the girl pays for his supper, it just goes against his grain. And so a lot of those girls had money. Maybe that boy was on a scholarship, that boyfriend here at FSU, and didn't have that much money. So she wanted to go out and go down to, oh, what is that place down there, and the little round thing that they made, where the French restaurant was. I used to go there to lunch. Anyway, there's a little nightclub up there. Clyde's? Well, whatever. It was very, very the end thing for the people in college that could afford it to go there and have cocktails, you know. And so she wanted to go, so she would tell her boyfriend, I'll pick up the tab. Well, that was fine. He liked it. But eventually, he got tired of her playing that part, and he'd just get bored with the whole thing. And also for her to expect, you didn't call me at 10 o'clock. I was waiting on you to... Well, he might be off playing poker or drinking whiskey or having fun or studying or whatever. He didn't want to have to call her at 10 o'clock. Well, as I said, this is just elementary psychology. And I would say, let him alone. Don't call him another time. When you see him on campus, smile very pleasantly. Maybe a little flirtatious, but not in be in a hurry and go up. He's going, well, what the heck's happened to that woman after the way she's been? And is he done? And his interest will pick back up. You can get him back if you play your cards right. Well, 9 times out of 10, it would work. They thought I was just the wisest person in the whole world. And as I say, there wasn't anything to it. Anybody that had ever lived in a man's world like I did, and especially been with fraternity boys 16 years, what I didn't learn about boys is not in the book. I mean, I could write a book on the male gender. So I have had boys sitting in my room just chatting, talking to me, enjoying it, looking at TV, or whatever, and maybe confiding in me or whatever they want to do. Here would come a little pledge, and he was really in love with this girl now. This girl he's really in love with. Here would come a little pledge back there. Jim or whoever you wanted on the telephone, he'd say, is that Carol? Yeah, it sounded like her boy. Well, go back and tell her you couldn't find me. I don't want to talk right now. And I would say, how can you do that? You hurt that girl like that. He said, y'all stop calling me up. They didn't really like the girls calling them up. So as I say, I learned all this stuff by living with boys, and I had a son of my own.
Even I is like that. You know.
Sure.
I lived with Reese. Mm-hmm. You know, if she coughing too much, he doesn't like it.
Exactly.
He doesn't want her coughing.
No.
He likes going there to visit.
It interferes with him a lot of times.
He likes to visit her and stuff, but he doesn't want her calling him.
Who am I quoting when I say, love is to a man a thing apart, to a woman it's her whole life? Mm-hmm. And that's true. It doesn't mean that the man doesn't love his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, but his main thing is his work, his career, his man's world, you know? So, this girl, you sit over here now, I'll have time for you after a while. And when I do, you've got my whole life at that time. But you see, all this time, that girl, I mean, she's just completely wrapped up in his career and him, when he's coming home, when he's going to call, when he's going to do this, when they're going to bed together. And I mean, you know, she's just in the swing. And that's just the way nature made it. There's not too much you can do about it, except a wise little girl will just withhold a little bit. She ain't quite with it all the time. You say, Well, it's a little game I played with my husband as long as until he died. But I didn't know what I was doing. It was perfectly natural with me. Because he was a very possessive, jealous man. Not of men, of anybody, of my attention. I could be looking out the window, you don't know what the hell I was thinking about. I ought to be thinking about him. You know? Very possessive.